Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Squid Series. Today's episode is going to be about high school sweethearts, specifically me and my boyfriend. I guess we would be considered high school sweethearts because we started dating in high school, but it wasn't until the end of our senior year. So like we barely made the cut. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about my relationship with Steven, my boyfriend, and just kind of give some advice on things that we've gone through because we've been together for over 4 years now. He's a huge part of my life, and I wanted to dedicate an episode of this podcast to our backstory and just all that fun stuff. So I will definitely give a little bit of background on how we met and things like that. And then I'm going to touch on some topics such as moving in together, long distance, just some things that we've gone through within these 4.5 years being together. So it should be a good episode. I'm excited. Before I dive into the actual topic of this episode, I thought I'd give you some life updates. I'm going to be brutally honest here. Up until about 2 hours ago, I was so excited to sit down, record this episode. And then towards the end of my workday, I was so stressed out. I was like on the verge of tears. I was literally holding back tears at work because I was just so stressed. And I was like, I'm not in a good mood. There's no way I'm going to be able to record this episode now. And I just walked out of work feeling so mentally drained. And then I got home and I cried for a good 5 minutes. Then I pulled myself together and told myself, Sid, you've got to record this episode today. So here I am. It's funny too, because when I went into work this morning, I was telling myself to have a positive attitude and to just have more of a positive mindset when it comes to work, because I really don't like my job right now. And so I was just trying to convince myself to stay positive. And I feel like I did up until a certain point in the day. And then I was just like, I can't do it. Like, I'm so stressed out. Everyone here is just so rude. I just can't do it anymore. So anyway, definitely feeling the stress. I think I'm also just like thinking about all these other things that I need to get done. And my brain doesn't stop. So if I'm stressed out at work, I'm still thinking about all of the things I have to do outside of work. And I was just so overwhelmed. But speaking of work, I'm actually looking for a new job right now. And I've found a few things that I think could be a possibility. I've just reached the point where I can't do it anymore where I'm at. It's not worth it. And I have been putting this job above my mental health for way too long now. And I know I deserve better. I see so many people online talking about how they just quit their job cold turkey with nothing lined up. And I can't do that. Like, I need to have something lined up. I need to have the security of having a job before I just quit my current job. So stay tuned. I'll definitely keep you guys updated, let you know what's going on. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm also just thinking about it in terms of I've been in Utah for almost a year now, and I'm going to be here for another year. And just looking at my first year here, I spent so much time grieving, so much time going through stuff that was unexpected. And I feel like mentally I've just been numb since last summer. And I haven't really enjoyed my time here because I've been so in my head. And I just want this second year in Utah to be different. I want to spend more time going to the national parks that I still haven't been to. And I want to be happy. I don't want to be numb. I don't want to be in this bubble anymore. So I'm going to make some changes, even if it's hard. I'll keep you guys updated on all of that. Now for more of a happy life update. Steven and I binge watched season 4 of Stranger Things, which just came out last week. And oh my goodness, it is so good. I highly recommend it. We have been watching Stranger Things since it came out, and we literally watched, I think there's 7 episodes. We watched all 7 episodes back to back pretty much, and it's so good. I will say that this season is very dark, and I was not expecting it to be as dark as it is. So just a heads up, it is definitely I don't know how to explain it. I also don't want to give any spoilers, but there were a few scenes where I was like, okay, I need to look away. Like, I don't want to watch this because it is just kind of like, whoa, it makes you feel uneasy. Overall, I think they did a great job with this season, and I'm so excited for volume 2, which comes out in July. So yeah, very excited. Also, fun fact, the guy who plays Steve Harrington in Stranger Things, his name's Joe Keery. I have met him in real life. Well, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I didn't really talk to him, but I've seen him. And to me, that's enough because I have social anxiety. There's no way in hell I'm going up to a celebrity and bothering them in public. I just can't do it. A few years ago, I was a waitress and he came into the place I worked at with a couple people. And I just remember looking at him and being like, that looks like Joe Keery. But I wasn't convinced. Like, I was like, there's no way that this is him. Like, this, there's just no way. So I was asking all of my coworkers, I was like, guys, is that not Steve Harrington? Is that not Joe Keery? And none of my coworkers had seen Stranger Things. So they were like, I don't know who you're talking about. And I was just standing there, like, the only one fangirling. And I was like, there's no, like, that is him. That is Joe Keery. So I was like looking him up on Instagram and like trying to compare it, like his photos to him in real life. And I was like, that is him. I know for a fact that is him. I did also stalk his Instagram back when he had an Instagram. I don't think he has one anymore, but I did go on his Instagram the next day and I found the two people that he was with and went onto their accounts and they had posted a photo at my old work. And I was like, I freaking knew it. That was him. Oh my gosh. I was like freaking out. I told Steven and Steven was so mad at me because we both love Joe Keery. And he was like, I cannot believe you met him. And I was like, well, technically I didn't really like say anything to him about his acting. I literally just took his order and walked away, but you know what? That's enough for me. Anyway, I highly recommend Stranger Things season 4. It's really good. But again, keep in mind, it is kind of dark and I don't know, just made me feel a little bit uneasy at times. But overall, 10 out of 10. Another quick update. It has been getting so hot here in Utah and I don't think I can take it. When Steven and I moved here last summer, it was so hot and humid and we were like blasting our AC every day. And I don't miss that at all. And I know that it's going to be like that in a few weeks and I'm not excited about it. It actually rained yesterday and the day before, and I was just soaking it in. I was like, I know this isn't gonna last. And, you know, there will be occasional storms in the summertime, but it's gonna be like warm outside and like humid and sticky and gross. And I don't know. I'm just not excited for that weather. I'm definitely a warm weather gal. I don't like cold weather as much, but I just don't like feeling hot and sticky and gross. So I'm not looking forward to that. There have been some really pretty sunsets lately. That's been a plus. It's been gorgeous outside and the sun has been setting at like 9 p.m. Like some nights I'll get into bed and the sun is still out. And I'm like, I can't go to bed until it's dark outside. So that's been throwing me off a little bit. I am really excited for all of the summer activities that come with being outside, such as hiking. I am already trying to brainstorm and plan out some hikes for me and Steven to do this summer. I've heard about a wildflower bloom that happens up in the mountains, I want to say in July or August. I didn't get to go last year because my dad passed away right before the bloom. And so I was in San Diego and then I came home and didn't leave my house. So I kind of want to go see them this year. It doesn't happen for a very long time. Like they're not in bloom for that long. So I definitely want to make that happen this year and get some good photos and just take in all the beauty that Utah has to offer because it really is a beautiful state. Definitely happy to live in a beautiful place. And I'm just excited to explore more of Utah before we move next summer. Let's get into the actual topic of this episode now. So I'm going to give some backstory about how Steven and I met before I get into the advice. So Steven and I met during our freshman year of high school, which I believe was around 2014, somewhere around there. Here's the thing. I was the new kid at our school. I had transferred to our high school halfway through the year. So I started school there on the first day of the second semester. I felt very out of place. I was just so awkward. I did not want to talk to anybody, if I'm being honest, because I was so nervous. I just did not want to be there. It took me a long time to get used to that place. And I was just used to a different way of living because I had moved to a small town from San Diego. And San Diego is a big place. And I went to a big high school. And it was weird to go from this huge school with thousands of kids, people that I had like grown up with too, to like moving to a completely new area, small town, small high school. It was a huge transition, and I just did not want to be there, if I'm being honest. I did grow to love that place though, and to love the people there, but it took me a while. So when Steven and I technically met, I was in this phase of not wanting to be in this area, at this school, in this classroom. Like, I just did not want to be there. But I do remember somebody in our history class decided to tell me that Steven thought I was cute. We practically ignored each other the entire year, or that entire semester of our freshman year, which is so funny to look back on. Like, we literally would not say a word to each other because Steven was embarrassed that he liked me and that I knew that he liked me. And I was embarrassed that he liked me and that everyone around us in our class knew about it. And there was this one kid in particular, and he would tease us about it, and he would come up to us and ask us when we were going to go on our first date. To sum it up, we pretty much ignored each other our freshman year. And then our junior year of high school is when we had our next encounter. So we had an English class together during our junior year. At this point, I had friends at this school. I had come to love it there, and I was definitely not in the same mindset that I was in during my freshman year. And so I feel like at this point during my junior year, I was more open to making new friends and meeting new people. And so I remember being in this English class, and I was sitting next to someone that I was friends with, and he was also friends with Steven. And so the three of us would talk, and then I just like eventually started talking to Steven more and more, and we eventually became friends. Now at this point, there were no romantic feelings anymore. I know Steven did not like me. He was dating somebody else at the time. And I, oh God, this was during a very dark time of my junior year. I was very, I'm like actually cringing sitting here trying to say this. I, on the other hand, was pining over somebody who did not give two shits about me. And like, it's just so funny to look back on, because I'm like, oh my God, what the hell was I doing? We went from like completely ignoring each other our freshman year. I don't even think I saw him once during my sophomore year that I can remember. And then we went to becoming friends our junior year. And a lot of our friendship was based off of me complaining to him about my life. Nothing has changed. I felt like I could trust him. And I would go to him, I would tell him about a lot of the things going on in my life, such as living in a very toxic household. And he would kind of help me through that. And it was nice because I had someone to turn to in this class, and he actually sat directly in front of me. So he would always turn around and we would talk to each other. I do remember there being a lot of days during my junior year where I would come to school and just be very depressed, honestly, just not doing well because of my home environment at the time, which was just very toxic. I would just vent to Steven a lot about my former stepdad and just a lot of the things that were going on in my life. I never thought at that point in life that we were going to end up together. Again, strictly platonic. I did not like him in a romantic way. So I kind of cringe sometimes when I think about all the things that I told him before we started dating. And I'm like, oh my God, he knows too much about me. Honestly, it kind of made our relationship better because there was no awkward phase when we started dating, because we already knew like everything about each other. Fast forward to my senior year of high school. We did not start dating again until our second semester of our senior year. So during the first semester of our senior year, We didn't date each other. We were really close friends. I feel like we actually became really close with each other towards the end of summer, right after junior year, because Steven had actually helped my mom and I move out of my former stepdad's house. He's literally been there for all of my trauma. It's kind of funny to look back on. I'm like, oh God, again, he knows too much. But after he had helped me move out, I just remember we started hanging out a lot, like outside of school. We were like dating other people, talking to other people. I finally came to my senses and moved on from the person that I liked at the time. But then I met somebody else, and then that didn't work out. And it was a whole messy time of my life where I was just being dumb because it was my senior year. And I was like, I don't care. It is what it is. I would say around December of our senior year is when I started realizing that I had feelings for Steven. We had been hanging out a lot, and it was just kind of like inevitable. The funny thing is, we actually don't know when we started dating. So we just say that February 1st is our anniversary date, because we know it was around that time, but I actually think it was probably in January. Like I said earlier, there was no awkward phase for us because we already knew everything about each other. So it was just like, I don't know, it was so different than starting a relationship with anyone that I had before, because like we just knew so much about each other, and he truly was my best friend at that time. And like I knew at that time, I was like, this is it. Like, this is somebody that gets me, understands me, listens to me, loves me. And I know that I'm lucky to have someone like this in my life, especially after all the shit I had been through. I was like, this is everything I've ever wanted and more. So then we graduated high school and life just started moving so fast for both of us. We graduated the summer of 2018, which is crazy because my friends were actually sending photos in our group chat earlier of us on graduation 4 years ago. So 4 years ago today, we were graduating high school. And that's really scary to think about. I don't know where the 4 years have gone, but here we are. We had been dating for a few months and we were both so happy. And I remember just feeling over the moon to be with somebody that I felt so comfortable with and I could just be myself around. About 8 months after graduation, we ended up moving in together, which is insane because we had been dating for roughly a year by that point, and I highly do not recommend moving in with somebody after a year of dating them. I think you should give yourself time to just be on your own for a little bit. Steven ended up moving in with me because my mom had moved out of state and I desperately needed roommates. It just made more sense for me to stay where I was at the time in that area because of school and work. Otherwise, I would have just picked up and moved back to San Diego, but it was just easier for me to get roommates and stay where I was. Steven ended up moving in with me and then we had two other roommates for a little bit. I don't remember feeling nervous to move in with each other, or like I wasn't doubting it at all. It was moving very fast. And I was actually very excited to move in with him because I hated saying goodbye to him. I hated hanging out super late at night because one of us would have to go home. So I was really excited to live with him so that we could hang out 24/7. We had actually been prepping to move in with each other for a few months before it happened. So it wasn't like something that we did, you know, with a week's notice. We had been talking about it for a few months because I knew my mom would be moving out of state. We were also collecting a lot of stuff for our place. We were collecting kitchen stuff, bedroom stuff, just like furniture, random things like that. And it was really exciting, even though it was also very, very, very soon into our relationship. I was confident enough in our relationship to know that it wasn't going to be a situation where we moved in together and then immediately broke up afterwards. So I don't know. If I had had any type of gut feeling telling me like, don't do this, I wouldn't have gone through with it. I would have figured something else out. I think we were just at a point in our relationship where we both knew we wanted to be with each other forever. So it didn't seem like a big deal at the time for us to just live with each other. But it is definitely a little bit crazy when I look back on it and I'm like, oh my God, we just really went for it and didn't even like think twice about it. Every relationship is different. So I don't want to say don't do this. If it's something that feels right for your relationship, then go for it. But definitely think about it and give yourself time to come to a decision. Don't just rush into it. Moving in with somebody is a big commitment, and there's a lot of responsibility that comes with having roommates, and especially if it's your significant other, it can definitely test a lot of boundaries between you and your partner. So it's important to keep that in mind as you're transitioning into living with each other. Being around each other 24/7 definitely tested our patience with each other. And I feel like we both really struggled in the beginning, like in those first few months of living with each other. We didn't really know how to balance out our time with each other and then also our time alone. Steven and I are both the type of people that need alone time, and it definitely was hard to figure out what was considered alone time. When you're living with somebody, you know, you could be in the same room as them doing different things, but you're still around each other. I think it's really important to just be honest and upfront with your partner about what you're expecting when it comes to spending time together. It's just important to make sure that you're being honest and clear with your partner and just making it known that, hey, I need alone time for a little bit. You know, I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed and I just need to be by myself. Or, hey, maybe we should go and watch a movie tonight and make some dinner with each other because I want to spend time with you. It's just important to make it clear what you want, because I feel like I was really bad at that in the beginning of us living together. I just didn't even really know how to voice it to Steven. And with time, I realized that I needed to be more open about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to spend my time. And I think that's something that you just kind of learn as you go and as you're living with this person. But before we were living together, I don't think I realized that the reason why I never got annoyed at Steven is because we had time where we weren't with each other. When we started living together, he would get on my nerves so bad, and I know I got on his nerves too. And it was really hard to figure out, like, okay, I need to go just like outside, I need to go on a walk, I need to just have some time to myself for a little bit because I'm getting stressed out. The beginning of 2019 was also a very rough time for me, and adding moving in with a significant other to all of the other things I was dealing with was very overwhelming. I didn't really know how to decipher between the stress I was feeling from everything outside of living with Steven and the stress that I was feeling from moving in with my partner. I think it was definitely a learning experience for both of us. Like, those first couple of months really tested our relationship. But when I look back, I was 18. It's vital to the health of your relationship. You have to figure out that balance. Just make sure that you're respecting your partner's wishes. Like, if they need alone time, give it to them. And make sure that it's being reciprocated and that they are also respecting what you want. Your partner's idea of quality time might be very different from yours. Another thing I want to touch on really quick is long distance. Because Steven and I did long distance for a year pretty recently, and I want to talk about it because it's really hard, and I didn't realize at the time how hard it would be to not see Steven every single day of my life. To give a little bit of backstory as to why we did long distance, I had a mental breakdown. We were living together, and I think we had been living with each other for a little over a year at this point, and we were living up north in Santa Barbara, in that area. I just was really missing my family. My mom had been gone for a year at this point, and I didn't have a lot of friends left in the area. They had all moved out of state. And so I just felt very isolated in the small town that we were in. And my dad was living in San Diego. And I grew up in San Diego. It's my home. I love it there. I felt like I needed to go back and I just needed to be closer to my dad. His health was a huge concern at the time and I was really worried about him and I just didn't want to be 5 hours away from him. So I ended up talking to Steven and saying, you know, I feel like I need to move to San Diego. Is that something that you would want to do? Steven told me that he just wasn't ready to leave the area that we were in because he grew up there and his entire family is there. And I get it. Family is really important and I didn't want to take him away from that. So we decided that I would move to San Diego and he would stay in the Santa Barbara area. And we would do long distance. And I remember thinking, there's no way we can do long distance. Like, we live with each other. How can we go from seeing each other every day? And, you know, at this point, we loved living with each other. We didn't have roommates anymore. It was just him and I and our two cats. It was great. And I was like, there's no way that I can just give this up just to be in San Diego. And I remember Steven telling me, you're going to San Diego. You're going to do it. And I was like, no, I can't leave. It's too crazy. If you're not coming with me, I don't want to do it. Steven was like, Sid, if you feel like you need to go down there and be closer to your dad and your brother and your family and friends, do it. I don't want you to be unhappy here. I'm not kidding. I would have stayed up north. I wouldn't have moved to San Diego if Steven hadn't been so supportive. But he pretty much convinced me that it would work and we would be okay and that, you know, long distance wouldn't be that bad. And so I moved to San Diego, which is so crazy just looking back on it, because I was living alone in an apartment and like it was kind of terrifying. So we did long distance for a year and it was really hard. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It was rough. Living with Steven made me so happy, and I don't think I realized that until I was living by myself, and I just missed him every single day. And he would come down to San Diego, I want to say like once or twice a month. So it's not like we were never seeing each other, but when you're living with somebody and you're seeing their face every second of every day, it's really hard to just see them once a month after that, you know? It definitely took some getting used to, and for the first like 3 or 4 months of me being down in San Diego, I was so mad at myself for moving down there, and I was like, I shouldn't have done this. Like, this is stupid. I was really happy to be closer to my family, especially my dad, but I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not living with my dad. I'm still living, you know, in my own place, so I feel really lonely, and I did definitely struggle with a lot of depression and lot of anxiety. My anxiety really skyrocketed for a while there. FaceTime was our best friend during long distance. We FaceTimed not every day, but I would say at least 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, we both still had lives. Like, we both still had work. We had friends to hang out with, family to hang out with. Like, we had things going on, but it was weird to be doing things separately and not be doing everything together anymore. Especially running errands. I was like, oh my God, I was so anxious for, like I said, the first 3 to 4 months of me being on my own because I was so used to running all of my errands with Steven. After like the first few months, I got really good at just going out and doing things by myself. And it made me realize that I don't need another person with me to go do things. Like, I can go do things by myself. I'm an adult. I can take care of myself. I definitely did end up feeling a lot more confident by the end of the year, just with like doing things by myself. Like, now I feel like I can go out and run errands, do whatever I need to do, and I don't feel as anxious anymore because I had that year of pushing myself and not really having a choice. Like, I had to go grocery shopping. I had to go get gas. I had to go do these things. And so it did definitely help me in the long run kind of learn some independence. And, you know, when you're living with somebody, it's so easy to depend on them for more than you need to. And I feel like I did that a lot with Steven without even realizing it. I do want to give some advice though on long distance, because I know that a lot of people do long distance and it's very common. So the best piece of advice that I could give you if you're doing long distance is to make sure that you're planning things with your partner when you know you're going to see each other next. Steven and I, like I said, we saw each other once or twice a month, and I would always try and plan things so that when he would come down to San Diego, we had stuff to do and we could go out and have fun and not be like, so, because, okay, here's the thing. I would do this thing where if we were just hanging out at the apartment the entire time he was visiting, I would get really sad because I knew that he would have to leave eventually. But if we were out doing things, I would be more focused on the present moment rather than dwelling on the fact that he would be leaving soon. Like I said, I grew up in San Diego, so when he would come down to visit me, I tried to take him to places that I went to growing up, places like La Jolla, Torrey Pines, Balboa Park. I took him to Moonlight Beach, which if you know Moonlight Beach, it's such a gorgeous beach in Southern California. It's one of my favorite beaches. I went there all the time growing up. And I took him there. I took him to Tamarack Beach, just like, oh my God, so many different places. Another thing I realized is that I could not watch true crime while I was living alone because I was so paranoid that someone would break into my apartment and kill me and no one would be there. Yeah, I stopped watching true crime for that entire year because I was like, I can't do this to myself. Even though I do love true crime, it's just sometimes a little bit too much, especially when you're living alone. Back to what I was saying, just make sure that you're planning things with your partner and try and just have fun while you get to see each other and try not to dwell again on the fact that they're going to be leaving eventually. I feel like when you're doing long distance, it can be really easy to just want to give up and be like, this is too hard. I don't want to do this anymore. But if you have stuff to look forward to, I feel like it just helps push you forward and you don't really feel that dread of time as much because you have something to look forward to. So another thing I recommend is to spend time with other people and to not isolate yourself. It's really important when you're feeling sad and you're missing your partner that you're still engaging with other people. I remember I would just like sit in my apartment for so long and then I'd be like, oh my God, I haven't seen anyone in like 4 days. Like I mean, obviously at work I see people, but like my friends and family, I haven't seen anyone in like 4 days. Like I need to reach out and hang out with people. And my dad was living 20 minutes away from me and I saw him pretty much every weekend. Which was the best thing ever because obviously he's not here anymore and I cherish those weekends like you wouldn't believe. I am so happy that I moved down there and I have Steven to thank for the fact that I have this past year, 2021, full of memories of my dad because I moved to San Diego. I always think about how if I hadn't listened to Steven and I had just stayed up in Santa Barbara, I would hate myself right now because I know that I would have given up that chance to be closer to my dad. You don't know how long you have with somebody, so I'm really glad that Steven pushed me to go down there and to just live closer to my dad for a little bit. Steven and I did end up moving after the year of long distance out to Utah, which is where we are right now. And yeah, we are living with each other again, which is so nice. And I remember that was a huge thing to look forward to. While we were doing long distance is like, okay, there is an end in sight and we're going to be living with each other again. And a year in the grand scheme of things isn't a long time. And it, looking back on it, doesn't feel like we did long distance for that long. It's already almost been a year since we've been in Utah. So I'm like, okay, I don't know why I thought a year would be such a long time when we were doing long distance, but it did end up flying by and we made it out. So yay. We're never doing it again though. I can tell you that. The last thing I want to touch on is the question, is it worth it to ruin your friendship with someone to date them instead? I honestly think if you're friends with that person and you can actually see yourself being with them long term and it feels right, I say go for it. I don't see the point in being like, I can't ever date them because it'll ruin our friendship. I definitely had some doubts at first when Steven and I started liking each other, I was like, oh no, like we're friends. He's seriously one of my best friends right now. And if things don't work out, if it's awkward, if it's just like not a good match, I know we're not going to get this friendship back. And so I definitely had that thought in the beginning, but my feelings for him went way beyond that fear of mine that it wouldn't work out with him. And so we both just went for it. I don't think that any type of fear of something not working out should hold you back from the happiness that you could gain from being with that person. Again, every relationship is different and every couple is different. I don't want to say that this is the advice that every single person should use. I think you'll know pretty early on after you start dating whether or not it's going to work or not. I've definitely had situations where I liked somebody, we started dating, and then I was like, we were better off as friends. Like, it's just awkward now that we're dating. And, you know, I liked our friendship more than I like us being romantic with each other. So I think it just depends on the person. And you're never going to know whether it's worth it until you do it. So if it feels like something that could be great and it's something that you and this person both want, I say go for it. Anyway, I feel like I've been talking forever, so I'm going to start wrapping this up. I just can't imagine doing this with anyone else or doing this by myself. Oh my God, I don't know how I would freaking be managing if I didn't have Steven, honestly, because he has been a huge support. And that's what a relationship should be about, is having your best friend by your side that will be there for you no matter what, no matter what you're going through, no matter what life throws at you, they are there for you. And to have that type of love with somebody is very special, and I know that I'm lucky to have that, and I'm just grateful. I've been talking for a very long time and my jaw is starting to hurt, so I'm gonna go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will definitely share some more information about my relationship with Steven as time goes on, because again, he is a huge part of my life, and he has been for a very long time. So make sure that you are following me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm trying to think of where else. Don't go to my blog because I guess my website got hacked. So gotta figure that one out this weekend. Not really sure what happened, but when I tried to go to my website, it said that it had been taken over. So that's not good. I gotta figure it out. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you next week in our next episode.